So I had something kind of in my heart that I wanted to say before I got into the message this morning. I want to say and encourage you, but also give you just a little bit of insight on moving forward. So whenever there's progress in your life, there's always opposition as well. All right, so I'm talking about spiritual progress in your life. There's going to be opposition to that. So when you're up against opposition, it's okay, because that means there's progress. And if you're going to have progress, you're going to be challenged by that opposition. And the lies of the enemy will be silenced by your praise. Okay? So when you're up against opposition and when you're up against some of the lies of the enemy in your life, when you're moving through progress, there's going to be the opposition that comes in the lies of the enemy. Lift up your praise to silence the lies of the enemy, okay? So if there's not opposition in your life, then I wonder if there's progress in your life. It's kind of a challenging word. But I had that in my heart this morning, and I wanted to encourage you but also challenge you that the opposition that you're facing is okay, because there's always opposition in the progress. But if there's not opposition, then look at if you're pursuing progress. And so, you know, we need to, like Clay says, we need to be intentionally intentional. So we need to be intentional about progress in our life, about moving forward in the faith, about moving forward in hearing God's voice, and being the sons and daughters of the Most High in the earth, right? The salt and light in the earth. Amen? So anyway, I had that burning in my spirit, wanted to share that this morning with you. I feel like it was for someone or several people here. Just want to let you know, fight the good fight, keep going. The opposition will always be there when there is progress being made. Amen? So let's pray before we get into this morning. I want to talk about some things. We'll see where it goes. Lord, we bless you. We thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you for your rhema word that is living and active today, Father. Your voice that speaks to us, your voice that leads us and directs us. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you for your presence in this place. We thank you for your wonder-working power that's within us. And Father, we pray for an increase of that this morning. We pray for an increase of your presence in our hearts and in our lives. I pray for wisdom and revelation this morning as the word is being brought. I pray, Lord, that I would just be but a vessel overflowing with your presence and with your word this morning. And that we would be empowered to go be salt and light in the earth, that we would be empowered to be sons and daughters of the Most High, just like you've called us to in the earth today. And all God's people said, amen. So we've been talking a little bit about identity the last couple months or so. I know we've had like some guest speakers in and we had Passover and Resurrection Sunday and all that kind of stuff. So we've had a lot going on. But I want to talk this morning about operating out of the overflow of God and not just out of the supply of God. So some of you have heard me preach this before. I preached this last year at one point, but I really felt strong about sharing this morning. I have some new insights about it, and I wanted to bring this idea of ministering out of the overflow of God and not out of the supply of God. So Clay, it's actually a word that Clay brought forth that really burned in my heart in the last couple of years, and I just went after the word, and line upon line, precept upon precept. I'm a little bit more like that, and so I just kind of went after this word and was like, this is really good, being able to operate out of the overflow when you minister, not the supply of what God's given you. And so it's about finding your identity by understanding where your supply is and establishing an overflow of God's riches in your life, okay? So he doesn't just want us to have life, but he wants us to have life more abundantly, right? So let's get into this a little bit. I'm going to be kind of in some places in the Word of God. If you have your sword with you this morning, let's go ahead and open that up. I'm going to be in 2 Corinthians a little bit. I'll be in Ephesians, Philippians, and Matthew. So just to give you a heads up, it'll be in a few different places. So just we'll thumb through as we go. So finding your identity by understanding the supply of God in your life and understanding the overflow of God in your life. Let's go to 2 Corinthians first. So Michael Ball puts it this way. He says, we should be so full that we slosh over on people, right? So he says, if you have a water bottle, you get a fresh water bottle and you take the cap off. Can you put a little more? It's full. It's a full water bottle, right? And you take the cap off. Can you put a little more water in there? Well, then it's not full. That's what Mike says. It's not full if you can put more water in there. So he kind of says, if you can put more water in your vessel, then you're not full. See, we should be running over, right? The cup that runs over. Psalm 23. So Michael says we should be so full that we're sloshing over on people. And so that when we get around people, they experience the love of God, the presence of God, the anointing of God, the prophetic flows out of us because we're full, right? All the way full. So D.L. Moody puts it this way. He says, I quote Michael Ball and then I quote D.L. Moody. That's how I do. D.L. Moody says, a great many think that because they have been filled once, they are going to be filled for all time after. But, oh, my friend, we are leaky vessels and have to be kept right under the fountain at all times in order to be kept full. So this idea of being full and overflowing is what God wants for his people. Amen? So God wants us not just to have a supply and to have our fill, so to say, but he wants our cup to overflow, right? Psalm 23:5. So I would agree with this idea of our cup being full, as D.L. Moody says, to be a full vessel. And this is great. D.L. Moody also says this. He said, God always chooses the vessel that's closest. So let us stay close to the Father. Right? So the Father always chooses the vessel. When he wants to use a vessel, he'll always choose the one that's closest. So let us stay close to the Father and let us stay full so that we are sloshing over on people, right? So not only stay full, but that our cup would run over like Psalm 23 teaches, right? So let's go into 2 Corinthians and talk a little bit more about this idea of overflow. And then I want to talk a little bit about, now that I've talked about overflow a little bit, I want to talk about supply. So 2 Corinthians, I wrote this down wrong. It might be 9 and 10. Chapter 9, verse 10. So it says, now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. Is that the right verse? 9 and 10? Okay. I have it written down here, so. 2 Corinthians 9 and 10. In the NLT it says, for God is the one who provides seed to the farmer and then bread to eat. In the same way, he will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity within you. I like that. Let's read it again. For God is the one who provides seed to the farmer and bread to eat. So there is seed to sow. He gives seed to the sower. And then he gives the bread to eat. In the same way, so this is what he's saying. He's saying he gives seed to the sower and he gives bread for food. And then he says, in the same way, he will provide and increase your resources. and then produce a great harvest of generosity within you. So it doesn't say that he supplies the increase, although he does supply the increase, right? He gives seed to the sower. It says that he supplies and increases, right? So he gives seed to the sower, and he gives bread for food. So the bread for food is your supply. He's going to give you your supply. But he's also going to give you seed to sow. That's the overflow that I'm talking about. You understand where I'm going? So he doesn't just say he supplies. The verse doesn't say he supplies the increase. It says he supplies and he increases so that you can reap a harvest of great generosity. And so there's a difference between the supply and the increase in your life. And so the bread for food is the supply. Are you understanding? The seed to sow is for the increase. And so it's very important that we understand that there is bread for food, and then there's also seed for sowing. So we have to understand that God wants to supply us, and he will supply all of our need, right? Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So he's going to supply all of our need. He's going to give you bread for food, and he's going to bring you the increase. He's going to supply your need, and he's also the Lord of the harvest, right? So God wants to give you not just what's in his hand, but he wants to give you what's in his heart. But what's in his heart is hidden. It is a secret thing. You have to pursue what's in his heart, but he'll always supply what's in his hand. You see what I'm saying? God will supply all your need. The supply comes from his hand. The overflow is in his heart. So God wants to give you what's in his heart, but oftentimes we take what's in his hand. But what's in his hand is the supply. He will provide all your need. You see, the Holy Spirit reveals the hidden things of God. What verse is that? I wrote it down. The Holy Spirit reveals the secret things of God. 1 Corinthians 2:10. If you want to write that down. These things that Paul writes, he says, these are things that God has revealed to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God, right? So the Spirit searches the deep things of God, and we walk by the Spirit. But oftentimes, you see, the deep things of God are hidden. The deep things of God are secret things that you pursue to find. But God will always supply your need. So, but many times, because out of convenience or out of complacency, we'll take what's in his hand and not pursue his heart. That's what I'm trying to communicate. So he always gives, he always supplies, but he also wants you to have the increase. And he wants you to know the hidden things, the secret things in his heart. But it takes pursuit to search out the secret things that are in his heart. Is that making sense? So I want you guys to understand that this idea of bread for food and seed for the sower, God will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. But he wants you to not just have life. He wants you to have life more abundantly. He wants you not just to have bread for food. He wants you to have seed to sow. Right? He wants you to have more. He wants you to have an overflow. He wants your cup to runneth over. And when you operate out of the supply of God, when let me rephrase that. When you minister from the supply of God, you're taking what God has given for you and you're giving it away. You're ministering out of it. Does that make sense? But God wants you to be sustained by the supply, and he wants you to minister out of the overflow. This is why people get burnt out, whether in ministry or spiritually, or, you know, all, you guys understand what I'm saying. What God wants you to have a supply that sustains you, and he wants you to operate and minister out of the overflow of his heart. And too many times we're operating and we're functioning and we're ministering out of what God has given us as bread for food instead of seed to sow into other people's lives or seed to sow in as we minister. And we understand that we are all called to be ministers of the gospel, right? So the equipping, the fivefold ministry in the church, the apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, evangelist, are for the equipping of the saints, for the works of the ministry. So every saint should be equipped for ministry. But if you're ministering out of the supply, then you're taking what he's given you for sustenance and you're giving it away. Therefore, you will run dry or you will burn out. Amen? But God wants you as saints to minister out of the overflow of what he's given you. So take the supply as bread for food and take the overflow to sow. All right? So that's kind of the crux of what I want to get to today. Let me just review this here. God wants to reveal the depths of his heart to you by fellowship and relationship with the Holy Spirit, because it's the Holy Spirit who reveals the hidden things within God. The Holy Spirit searches all things, right? 1 Corinthians 2:10. And I talked about this a month or two ago when I talked about the Holy Spirit and having a relationship with the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit is a person of the Trinity. And a person has intellect, emotion, and will. And we can have a relationship with the person of the Trinity. And oftentimes we see the Trinity as an it or as a force or as something. But it is a someone because it is a person. So we can have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And God wants to reveal the depths of his heart by the person of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit searches all things, right? So the more intimate we develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit, the more revelation and wisdom God brings us, because the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. So God wants to reveal the depths of his heart by fellowship and relationship with the Holy Spirit, but oftentimes we're too busy to search the deep things of his heart, so we take what's readily available from his hand. Jesus paid the price to supply us with everything we need to make things right between man and God, but he didn't just come to give us life. He came to give it more abundantly. So don't just settle for life, but settle for life to the full, life more abundantly. Amen? So let's go to Ephesians. I want to get into some of our passages in Ephesians. We're going to be in Ephesians 1 and then Ephesians 3. I'm gonna read this that I wrote, and we'll get into the scripture. Y'all gonna have to buckle up for this one. Some Christians have a very stingy spirit, saying, "I don't need much, just enough to get by." They say, imagining themselves to be very pious and humble, but in fact, they're grudging and miserly. They are without the blessing with which God wants them to have in order to bless others. They are stopping the abundance of God in their life. They have no overflow. Consequently, they have no flow either. They become stagnant pools, a blessing to nobody. So, this is, even if you're reaching for the supply of God in your life and not pursuing the overflow of God in your life, you're still being stingy, saying, I just need this much, just enough to get by. I just need my supply. Imagining yourself to be, or maybe convincing yourself that you're being humble, right? That you're, you know, I'm just being humble. But in fact, it's not kingdom. It's not biblical. You're withholding the blessing that God wants to give you in order to bless others. So when you function out of the overflow, that's when you can slosh over on people, as Michael says. That's when you can spill over on people, when you're full. And God wants you to function out of the overflow so that you can be a blessing to other people, and not just the supply, and not just to be stingy about it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So let's open up to Ephesians 1. We'll read Ephesians 1, 3 through 10. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has blessed us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. So I read kind of like the whole section there, but I want you to focus in on verse 7, Ephesians 1, 7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. In him, we have redemption through his blood. That's the point of this. We have redemption. We've been saved. We've been redeemed, right? The forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of his grace. So the riches of his grace allow us or provide us this salvation, right? The forgiveness of sins. I want you to look at Ephesians 3, 16. It says, I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. He says, I pray that out of the glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. So Ephesians 1 talks about the riches of God's grace, in which we have redemption through his blood. So we have salvation through the riches of his grace. And then in Ephesians 3 it says, through his glorious riches he will strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. So there's a difference between having the forgiveness of sins and being saved and understanding that we're good, we're in right standing with God, we're in right relationship with God. There's a difference between that and then being filled with power in your inner man. You hear what I'm saying? So there's a difference between just the maybe, for lack of better words, the supply of being saved and the overflow of being strengthened with power in your inner man. There's a difference. So I want to read this quote from Adoniram Judson Gordon. He says, why then should we be satisfied with the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace when the Lord would grant us according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened by his Spirit in the inner man? So why should we be just satisfied with the forgiveness of sins? I'm going to say it again. According to the riches of his grace, Ephesians 1. When the Lord would grant us according to the riches of his glory, Ephesians 3, to be strengthened by his Spirit in the inner man. So God wants you saved and set free and redeemed and all your sins forgiven, A. But God also, B, wants you to be strengthened in your inner man by his Spirit. Amen? So why should we settle? And we understand this, right? Why should we settle for just being believers and sitting in our warm seats in church away from the rain and the weather and away from the heat and just be settled? We're being stingy by just having simple this salvation. But God wants you to be strengthened in your inner man. He wants you to have the power of the Spirit alive within you. And that's what I'm talking about with the overflow and the supply of God. So God wants you to have a supply, and he wants you to have an overflow. Amen? And too many times we're stingy about saying, I'll just get what I can take. I'll just get enough to get by. I'm just trying to float along until Jesus takes me home. You know, I'm just trying to stay out of people's way. I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want to talk to anyone about the gospel because it's all controversial. I'm just going to stay over here in my supply. I've got my supply and I'm good. That's selfish. God wants you to operate out of an overflow so that when you get around people, he gets around people and he can pour over on people. His presence can pour out of you onto the people around you. It's the reason why you might have, you know, you might have been out and about. I know that there's many in here where someone might be like, are you a believer? Do you know Jesus? Or someone might get around you and kind of sense the presence of God on you. That's the overflow. That's the abundance of God in your life. And he wants us to have life, and he wants us to have life more abundantly. Amen? So I want to encourage you that there is a supply available to you in God. There is a supply that he gives you from his hand, but there are riches in glory that can be searched in his heart. But what's hidden in his heart has to be pursued. And I want you to know that what I shared at the very beginning about the progress is that there's going to be obstacles and setbacks, and there's going to be opposition in the progress. But the progress has to do with searching for the things that are in his heart. Going deeper spiritually, going ankle deep, going knee deep, going waist deep, going all the way in that we sang about this morning, that takes, there's going to be opposition in that, there's going to be doubts, but I want you to know that that's going further into the heart of God where you can search the deep things of God that the Holy Spirit will reveal to you. And out of those things, you will overflow and be able to minister out of that overflow. Don't give away your supply. Don't give away your bread. Don't get burnt out. Don't get thirsty and give away your water. Amen? God wants you to function out of the overflow. He wants you to function out of the anointing, the extra, the seed for sowing in your life. Amen? Let's all stand together and pray. You want to say anything, Dan? Awesome. I want to read 2 Corinthians 9 and 10 again to you, just encourage you. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. I read it in the New Living. For God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and bread to eat. In the same way, he will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity within you. The point of God's overflow in your life is to produce a great harvest of generosity. That's why I love that New Living Translation, what it says about producing a great harvest of generosity in your life. And out of the overflow of God in your life, generosity comes to be able to minister. Out of the overflow, out of the increase that God gives you in your life, that's when we need to minister. That's where the generosity comes in. You're not generous if you're taking bread for food and living off that. You hear what I'm saying? You're not generous. It's selfishness to take this, to take what God's giving you in his hand. But you know what? Sometimes as baby Christians or as new believers, that's what we're taking. We're taking out what's out of his hand and we're going, this is amazing. But God wants you also to search what's in his heart. So let's not stay let's not be stagnant pools that have no flow. God wants us to have overflow, right? I love that. I love flow. You guys know I love flow. I love flow in music. We call it the flow and go, right? We just kind of go and we try to figure out what God's doing. I love the flow. I love that word flow, because when there's no flow in a river, it becomes a stagnant pool, right? The flow, God wants you to overflow. He wants rivers of living water to pour out of you. Do you have rivers of living water in you if you're just taking the supply, taking what's from his hand? No. Let's search the deep things of God. Let's not settle with just the forgiveness of sins, right? Let's pursue to be strengthened with power in our inner man so that rivers of living water can flow out of us. Amen? Let's pray together. Father, we lift our hands and we say, Father, that we want to minister out of the overflow of what you give us. So, Father, help us in our life this week to understand the supply and the overflow in our life. Father, help us to not operate and function and minister out of the supply that you've given us, but help us to have that bread for food during the week, and also help us to have that seed to sow so that we can reap a harvest of generosity in our lives. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for 1 Corinthians 2:10. We thank you for 2 Corinthians 9:10. We thank you for Philippians 4:19. We thank you for the scriptures this morning. We thank you that the word is a light unto our feet. Amen. God, we thank you that you have told us that there is a difference between the seed that you give us for sowing and the bread that you give us for food. And Father, I pray that you would give us not just the supply, but the increase. Father, remind us to pursue your heart and not just take what's from your hand. Father, we want to take what's from your hand because it's what we need, but we want to pursue your heart and find the hidden things, the deep things in you. So just take a moment right now, friends, and let's just call out to God. Let's just take a moment and just try to digest this. Try to let it become alive in you today so that when we go this week that we can be reminded of this supply and overflow concept. Amen. The thunder of God. That's a strong thunder. Come on, Todd.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes. I ask you, Holy Spirit, to open a door for us in our prayer time, in our secret place this week, that we dwell in the shadow of the Most High, that you would open a door into the throne room, and you would reach out and take us by the hand, say, come in, walk right in here, step in, my children, step in, so that you may. Partake of that overflow. You may soak it up, all the overflow you need. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for opening a door into the throne room into our prayer lives this week and allowing us to step into that throne room. Open that door, Holy Spirit, I pray, that we can step into that most holy place and we can be so filled with the overflow of the Spirit of the living God that we feel invincible in this earth to go and do and be all you've called us to do, Lord, and to be so effective, Father, in the earth. And I thank you, Father, for the teaching today to help us to open our minds, Father, to your word, that there's more available, not just for us, but for all you have called us to, Lord. And you've called each one of us because we love you, Lord. We love you. And we thank you today, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, so much. Amen.
Amen. Father, help us to have a radical pursuit into your heart. Father, help us to pursue the deep things that are in your heart, that are hidden. I think Damon Thompson said this. He said, you want to know why God whispers? Because he wants you to get so close to him that you can hear what he's saying. So, Father, help us to get closer and pursue you to hear what you're whispering to us. Well, I think we're going to end on that note, all right? Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for your presence, charging the atmosphere, charging our hearts to be empowered to go and be salt and light in the earth this day. And Father, we thank you for the overflow that you have for us this week. Father, that you say you're going to supply all of our needs, but you also are going to give us the overflow, seed for sowing. And so we bless you, Father. And all God's children said, amen. So I want to bless you guys this afternoon as we head out. First fruits, if you have first fruits that you want prayed over, our leadership will be up here to pray over first fruits. We will see you guys Thursday night for midweek, and then Sunday next week. And then Vicky is doing a prophetic workshop over here right now in the children's church room over here. So God bless you guys. We will see you.